So let's find out what happened with this patient. Being a non-smoker, I imagine you were suspicious she might have had a driver mutation. I guess it turns out she did.
She did. We didn't learn that until after she had enrolled on the study and was into her 6 weeks of therapy. She got through it really without a problem. There was no obvious exacerbation of her paraneoplastic symptoms, but they also didn't regress. She went on to have her surgery and was pathologically found to have stage three disease. The tumor was small. It was little changed except for the biopsy-related changes, and then the nodes were positive in the mediastinum. So she was not a major pathologic responder. And we had a lot to talk about post-op, both the EGFR mutation, chemotherapy, and the potential survival advantage of post-operative radiotherapy to the mediastinum.
So what did you end up recommending to her? What did she do?
So by the time I saw her back, just 30 days post-operatively, the paraneoplastic syndromes had started to regress. And that was really remarkable to me, how quickly removing the tumor from the body led to resolution of her swelling and her arthralgias. And the fingers even looked a little different already. She was very enthusiastic to be aggressive against her cancer, and she received adjuvant cisplatin and pemetrexed, followed by post-operative radiotherapy to the mediastinum.
And I did the subject of EGFR TKIs as adjuvant therapy come up in the discussion with her.
They did, not initially, as the focus was on chemotherapy. That is what has been proven to improve survival in this patient population. But at least in New York, our oncogene-driven cases are very well connected with the internet, and she came prepared with a list of various trials, study results, and ongoing studies with an agenda to discuss a post-operative tyrosine kinase inhibitor.
So after she read all that, did she come to you saying, "How about giving it to me?"
She did. There was a bit of pause initially. We discussed the available data with regards to adjuvant erlotinib. It would be an easy situation had she had upfront surgery and was incidentally found to have N2 disease because we have trials for this.